This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Kisunla, active ingredient, donanemab. This leaflet provides important information about using Kisunla. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Kisunla. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given Kisunla? Kisunla contains the active ingredient donanemab. Donanemab is a monoclonal antibody. Monoclonal antibodies are proteins that recognize and bind specifically to certain proteins in the body. Kisunla is used to treat the early stages of Alzheimer's disease in patients who carry one copy of a gene called apolipoprotein E4, also known as APOE4 heterozygotes, or in those who do not carry this gene. Kisunla belongs to a group of medicines called amyloid-targeting antibodies. This medicine works by removing from the brain a protein called beta-amyloid that is believed to cause Alzheimer's disease to advance. Prior to initiating Kisunla, your doctor will confirm that you have this protein by doing a test. What should I know before I am given Kisunla? Warnings. Do not use Kisunla if you have an allergy to donanemab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You previously had bleeding or swelling in the brain. You have severe white matter disease, a condition where the white matter of the brain is changed or damaged. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition, including medicines to reduce blood clots from forming and to thrombotic medicines including aspirin, acetylsalicylic acid, or on a low-salt diet. Each Kisunla dose is equivalent to 2% of the recommended maximum daily dietary intake of sodium for an adult. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Kisunla is not recommended during pregnancy. The effects of Kisunla in pregnant women are not known. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Children and adolescents. Kisunla should not be used in children and adolescents under 18 years of age because Alzheimer's disease does not occur in this age group. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Taking medicines to reduce blood clots from forming and to thrombotic medicines including aspirin, acetylsalicylic acid. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Kisunla. How will Kisunla be given? How much, and when? Kisunla is presented as a vial containing a concentrated solution that must be diluted by a healthcare professional. Your doses of Kisunla will be given to you by a healthcare professional in a specialized center through a drip in the vein of your arm, intravenous infusion over approximately 30 minutes. Your healthcare professional will monitor you for 30 minutes after your infusion for infusion-related reactions, see Section 5 and Section 6. The intravenous infusion will occur every 4 weeks starting at 350 mg for the first dose, 700 mg for the second dose, 1050 mg for the third dose, followed by 1400 mg every 4 weeks. This will continue up to a maximum of 18 months. Your doctor may change your Kisunla dose or stop treatment based on your response to the dose. If your Kisunla dose is missed. If a Kisunla dose is missed, the missed dose should be administered at the next possible opportunity by your healthcare professional. Resume Kisunla dosing every 4 weeks thereafter. If too much Kisunla is given to you, Kisunla will be given to you by a healthcare professional. If you think you have been accidentally given too much Kisunla, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Kisunla? Things you should do. Remind any doctor, nurse, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Kisunla. Call your doctor straight away if you have headache, confusion, vomiting, loss of balance, dizziness, trembling, vision changes, speech disturbances, worsening of cognitive function, e.g. disorientation, communication difficulties, lightheadedness and loss of consciousness and fits. These symptoms could be due to amyloid-related imaging abnormalities, ARIA, see below. Things you should not do. Kisunla has been prescribed for you and should not be used by anyone else. Do not use Kisunla to treat any other condition unless your doctor tells you to. Amyloid-related imaging abnormalities, ARIA. You should have had brain magnetic resonance imaging, MRI within the past 6 months before you start treatment. During treatment, you will need to have additional MRI scans at specific times. These include before the second dose, before the third dose, before the fourth dose, and before the seventh dose. The purpose of these scans is to monitor for side effects that can occur with Kisunla, particularly ARIA. ARIA is a side effect that does not usually cause any symptoms, but serious symptoms can occur. Uncommonly, ARIA can be fatal. ARIA is most commonly seen as temporary swelling in areas of the brain that usually resolves over time. Some people may also have small spots of bleeding in or on the surface of the brain and infrequently in larger areas in the brain. Most people with this type of swelling or bleeding in the brain do not get symptoms. However, some people may have symptoms as noted under serious side effects. APOE for genetic testing. Kisunla should not be used in patients who carry two copies of the gene APOE4, as this is known to increase the risk of experiencing the side effect ARIA. Your doctor will send you for genetic testing prior to treatment. Cerebral amyloid angiopathy. This is a condition where certain proteins damage the blood vessels in the brain and may lead to bleeding and other serious issues. Your doctor may perform scans on your brain to check if you suffer or have suffered from this condition. Infusion-related reactions. Your healthcare professional will monitor you for 30 minutes after your infusion for infusion-related reactions, see Section 6. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Kisunla affects you. Looking after Kisunla. Your healthcare professional will store Kisunla in a refrigerator between 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius until time of use. Your healthcare professional will check the expiry date before use. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Your healthcare professional will safely dispose of Kisunla. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Gastrointestinal related. Nausea. Vomiting. Allergy related. Infusion-related reaction, mild. Examples of symptoms may include flushing, chills, headache, chest tightness, difficulty breathing and muscle aches. General. Feeling weak or tired. Falls. Broken skin. Weight loss. Muscles feeling achy. Pain in the arms or legs. Dehydration. Passing out, faint. Infections. Mild cold-like symptoms, including runny or stuffy nose, mild sore throat, watery eyes, headache and feeling tired. Nervous system related. Headache. Dizziness. Feeling faint. Mood related. Depression. Trouble sleeping. Male. Enlarged prostate. Symptoms may include increased urination. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Tell your doctor if you notice any unusual changes to your skin, such as shiny lump that is pearly or clear, pink, red, or white, and may appear scaly and dry. Serious side effects. Serious hypersensitivity reactions. Anaphylactic reaction. Examples of symptoms may include difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, fast heartbeat, sweating and loss of consciousness. Brain-related. ARIA, amyloid-related imaging abnormalities. Examples of symptoms may include headache, confusion, vomiting, loss of balance, dizziness, trembling, vision changes, speech disturbances, lightheadedness, worsening of cognitive function, e.g. disorientation, communication difficulties, and loss of consciousness and fits. Brain bleeds. Examples of symptoms may include headache, nausea, vomiting, confusion, sudden weakness, or numbness of the face, arm, or leg, usually on one side, loss of consciousness, temporary loss of vision and seizures. Nervous system related. Superficial siderosis of the central nervous system. Examples of symptoms may include hearing loss and loss of muscle control. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Kisunla contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Donanemab. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium citrate dihydrate. Citric acid. Sucrose. Polysorbate 80. Water for injections. If you are allergic to any of these ingredients, tell your doctor or healthcare professional. What Kisunla looks like. Kisunla 350 mg/20 mL is supplied in a single-use glass vial with a rubber stopper and aluminum seal. The stopper is not made with natural rubber latex, OSTAR 420194. Who distributes Kisunla? Eli Lilly Australia Pty Ltd. Level 9, 60 Margaret Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Australia. Phone. 1-800-454-5559. Registered trademark. If you have any questions about Kisunla, contact Eli Lilly at 1-800-454-5559, Australia, or your healthcare professional for assistance. This leaflet was prepared in August 2025.